The title of this session is Championing Cyber Infrastructure, and I probably won't say those two words anymore through the rest of the day. We'll just call it CI and champions and that sort of thing. So what is cyber infrastructure? What's the problem with cyber infrastructure? I'm Kay Hunt from Purdue University, and I'm chairing this panel, and I'm sure you all have the same problem. People maybe don't know what cyber infrastructure is, don't know what's available on their campus. Maybe there's not a plan on your campus to organize and orchestrate cyber infrastructure. Maybe your faculty and staff don't know what national resources are available. Maybe they don't know who on your campus they should contact for help. There's just lots of things that are happening with CI these days that makes coordinating difficult, and we're trying to let you know today of a couple of solutions that we think might help you on your campus if you are having any kind of CI difficulties. And we think that two of those solutions are the CI Days events and the Campus Champions activities. And so we're going to tell you about both of those two activities today, and you ask questions at the end. We have several people that are going to talk, and hope that you will have some good discussion afterwards. So first up is Russ Hobby from Internet2. He's a program manager there, and he's going to talk about the actual project Cyber Infrastructure Days.
Hello. So why CI Days? Well, cyber infrastructure is playing an increasingly important role in a university. There's a lot of groups that are involved. So you got things like the faculty, the IT staff, et cetera. But they don't usually talk to each other. And so they all have important roles. They have needs. So how can you get them together and start this conversation that's needed on campus? Well, CI Days is a way that they can do that by bringing them together for an event. So who should be involved? Well, the faculty, the research assistants, IT personnel, librarians, administrators. So anybody that's either using CI or providing services should be there so that they can understand what those needs are, what the roles are, and how they should be working together. So CI is kind of started out for researchers, but it's grown into teaching and learning. It's moved into the administrative side of things. For example, the identity management is something that is used by all applications, whether it be research, teaching and learning, or administration. So there's this CI Days Consortium, the group of organizations you can see there at the bottom, have gotten together to try and help campuses with their cyber infrastructure to have an event and help them out in getting started on getting communication going on the campus. The consortium was awarded an NSF grant to help out 8 campuses, and we're going to hear about some of those from the other speakers. So the goals of the CI Days project, as I say, help bring the campus together to develop the CI environment, to develop case studies, guidelines, and tools so others can have their CI Days and events and help with the CI planning. And then also to discover the barriers that are being seen in the use of CI so we can feed that back into NSF and get some work done that'll improve the situation. So there's a new driver for CI. All NSF proposals are going to have a data management plan requirement. So your researchers are going to have to come up with a plan on how they're going to manage this data. Well, that's going to take CI, and they're probably going to be talking to various parts of the campus on how can they actually implement this kind of stuff. So that's a quick overview of what CI Days is. And so I'm going to introduce Barbara Casera, who's going to give you an example of one of the CI Days.
Hi. Wait, Russ.
It's basically.
Not intuitive. The University of Kentucky was the first CI Days funded by the grant that Russ told you about receiving. And we held the event on February 22nd, 23rd, a 1.5-day event. We started at noon on the first day with lunch. We thought that would attract faculty and students and everybody else. Lunch usually does. And it would also give people from the regional universities and others a chance to not have to spend the night. You know, they could drive in the next morning, or if you were on campus, you could go get things started at your office. office, check your email, do all this stuff, and then come. So we gave a lot of thought to the psychological problems of getting people to attend. We were very successful. We intended that 75 people would be a good crowd. 100 people would be wonderful. And we ended up with 143, you know, faculty, technical staff, students, administrators, speakers, and guest faculty from 26 other institutions, which was really a surprise. We were delighted with that. If you would like to check out more information about it, you can go to the website, which is still posted. The goals of CI Days, and each of you will have your own goals that are specific to your campus, but ours were to help the faculty understand the potential that CI can bring to their scholarship, teaching, research, and not just the usual suspects, you know, the engineers and physicists and people who are used to using high-performance computing, but we wanted, our provost had a very sincere desire to get humanities and the social sciences included. So we hoped to teach the whole campus what resources were available, to see what students and faculty were already doing with CI, and to provide opportunities for collaboration, leveraging of the existing activities, as well as an opportunity to identify gaps. So to be able to do this initially, we had talked about it. Our provost, as I said, had a strong desire to include the humanities and social sciences, and the problem was we didn't have any money. So when Russ and NSF, his group and the NSF funding became available, we applied for a grant. It was awarded. And since we were going to be the first one, we only had 3 months to prepare. So that's really a challenge to do it 3 months, which we did. But I would advise if you're going to do this to allow yourself 6 months or so at least to be able to do a good job. We sold the idea to the provost of EPR, who used their influence to tell the deans and their staffs to how important this event was and that they would appreciate them attending and learning what we were presenting. So we did that. We had a high level of participation from the CIO of the campus and the dean of LAS, Liberal Arts and Sciences, Humanities and Social Sciences, was there for the entire thing. They were visible. They asked questions. People saw them. The other thing was the medical center is about 51% of our campus in the University of Kentucky in Lexington, and they had never been involved in high-performance computing. They had their own cluster of machines, and they were sort of doing just medical kinds of stuff. So they came and attended. We got speakers. We had formed a committee from across the campus, a very diverse committee of very unusual suspects. There were a couple of engineering types on there, physicists, but mostly it was the rest of the campus. And it was amazing, the things that we learned. There were things going on campus that nobody had an idea of. When we formed the committee and we said, well, you know, what would your division be interested in? They said, oh, well, you know, we'd like help with this. And they said, oh, well, that already exists. And the one guy said, well, you know, the problem we always have is we're trying to make posters, and we have a hard time doing posters. And I realized that it wasn't just high-performance computing. It was computing. It was any kind of computing that the faculty needed to increase their ability to do their scholarly research and teaching and public service. So this was an example of a letter we had from the director of Enterprise Infrastructure and Networking for the whole campus, not just our research, but the whole enterprise. And he said the involvement, because we involved the faculty, CI Days brought the awareness to the campus. The faculty were very involved in being really involved in getting a new computer that we just got a 10 teraflop cluster. Word escaped my brain. We just got a new one, and they were really involved in the selection of that whole process. And as a result, they feel very vested in it now. So they're involved in making sure that it's running correctly. We just got it up and running this fall. And it's been a pleasure to work with them. There's a real involvement of the whole campus. Some of the outcomes, the direct outcomes, is we now have an informatics certificate on campus. And this was only February. This is October. So we managed in that time to come up with this digital scholarship. And that's because of the collaboration of the faculty in computer science and the other areas to see what would be required. The UK Humanities, we've opened a search for a tenured faculty position in computational humanities. We have a new seminar in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences related to high-performance, well, not just high-performance computing, but to computing and research. We have Technology Week that just occurred the first of this month. And it was Open 2.0, which was open access to information and transparency. That was 2 days, and then a 2-day course in mobile application development. All these things came as a result of CI Days, and we're delighted. We had no idea we would have this kind of results. Preparing for the CI Days galvanized the geospatial science and technology group. They thought before that things were pretty much, you know, dead for them. And now they realize GPS is right in the center of everything if they could have computers to use it. So there's a lot more dialogue going on campus. We have networked humanities, participation in international conferences, medical pathology. The medical center is very involved now. They want to use computers for storage of images and access to those images. We had excellent medical speakers come in, so now the whole medical campus is involved at a level they never were before. The campus has asked that we do another one in February, and I said that'd be great. I'm not going to do it, but I think it'd be nice if we had it maybe every 2 years, and in the meantime, seminars or workshops to be able to keep the interest levels up. So exposure to new people and discussions going on campus, new collaborations, it's really been an excellent experience for us. The biggest comment we had, the criticism in all of this, was change the name, because CI Days didn't mean anything to them. We said, well, that's Cyber Infrastructure Days. And they said, and that's even worse. But now it's branded as CI Days, so we think perhaps saying CI Days, and then for your campus, you would choose really the focus of it. And that's it. Thank you very much. I would like to introduce now Yerrick Nubrinsky. Darn, I practiced. I thought I had it.
Thank you. Okay, I'm Yerrick Nubrinsky, director of Center. Okay, sure. Yeah, Center for Research Computing at the University of Notre Dame. So, short about the university, we have around 1,000 faculty, 12,000 students, 4 colleges. Most of the faculty is really from the Arts and Letters College, so science and engineering is really growing. Business is, they don't do really research, they do, you know, the management program. For us, it was very important to bring all the CI stakeholders at the university. So we talked to all the, you know, stakeholders, Office of Information Technologies. I'm from the Center for Research Computing. We talked to various computing colleges, Science and Engineering Computing Support Group, Center for Creative Computing. So our idea really was to bring all these stakeholders to the game and let them, you know, have input to what the CI Days should be about. Before even we started the preparation for the conference, for a workshop, we decided to have a solicitation for some small kind of startup projects that we supported. So we got around 20 applications and 12 projects were funded. And the idea was really to build some prototypes and present them during the conference in the form of the poster or talk during the general session. This is also a very good advertisement of our CRC services. We've built a new customer base, and this is how new collaborations have started for us. Our center is very, very young, so it's been only for 1.5 years since it's been established. And it was very important for us to, you know, get to all the users, potential users. So the poster session was around 30 posters, and we had a Best Poster Award. But this was the session where the students showed up. So this poster session was really devoted to students, but also to some kind of internal discussions, because the whole conference actually was to present what others do in cyber infrastructure. So our idea was really to show our faculty and students what other campuses are doing already and what the achievements are. So for the conference, we brought around 20 external speakers. It was a two-day conference. The first day was devoted to arts and humanities and social sciences, while the other day was devoted to science and engineering. It was all happening in the last 2 days of April this year. The dinner, which was organized on Thursday night, brought everybody. So basically both, you know, days participants could attend this dinner. So actually it was 27 speakers, only 2 internal. Some panelists, we have had some panels, but really this was to present to our faculty and students what others are doing. We had some training sessions also. We had a session on our Metropolitan Area Network to also have kind of an input and presentation how this network could evolve, what are the needs of science and research, and how this network could help. But also we have a facility called Digital Visualization Theater. This is a full dome facility where you can visualize, you know, mostly for astronomy, but our idea was there to really make it enabled for scientific visualization. So the conference, it was, I would say, a big success, but, you know, the only thing was that we had even more work after it's finished. Lots of collaborations, new collaborations really started after the conference. So one of them, for example, is a Notre Dame Data Management Working Group that was created by the VPR for research. Of course, one of the reasons for this group to happen was really NSF data management plans. But only recently, like 2 weeks ago, the provost has founded the digital assets working group, which is working on a strategy for whole campus. You know, what we should do with all these digital assets, you know, from athletics to really scientific computing. We are developing Condor-wide campus infrastructure, and this is about green computing, how we can utilize to the best level all available resources on the campus. We have set up also several campus-wide working or research groups. One of them is Green Computing Initiative, one is Cloud Computing Working Group, GPU Computing Working Group. Also, recently we have established a Digital Humanities Working Group, which really brings faculty from mostly arts and letters, but also from, you know, electrical engineering, computer science, and we are working on new grants together. So I would say this was a big success. It enabled new collaborations. It brought people together, and I must say it was worth doing, and I'm sure we're going to do it again. Thank you very much. Next speaker is Jeff Ballington from Colorado State University.
Okay, so we were another institution that won a CI Days grant with a slightly different pedigree. I'm a librarian, and it was the libraries at the university that really spearheaded things. But we also took an approach, a highly collaborative one. We made our application and secured a variety of partners, the big one being the Colorado Alliance of Research Libraries. I'm stepping up. The Colorado State University Libraries, which as of July 1 of this year have become a combined IT library organization. Our VP for Information Technology was our interim dean for 2 years, is now moving forward, and we're working on developing that combined organizational approach. Also, our research center called ISTECH, which is about information science technology. And then the third is the Colorado Alliance of Research Libraries. This is a network of academic and a couple of public libraries throughout the state of Colorado and up into Wyoming that have a long history of collaboration around library issues and resource sharing issues. So we built our proposal together as a group to draw in from that large network of institutions for librarians, IT, and faculty. And we set it as a day-long event on a Friday in August. We took a very particular focus for our CI Days event, which was really about the concept of open access to information. And I hope that most people understand what that is, but in simple terms, it's about open access is attempting to make certain that the research products that are created by our faculty and created by our institutions find a way to be freely available and available without price barriers or subscription barriers so that people from around the world can make use of them. This is a particularly important issue for libraries and for institutions. Journals can cost quite a bit to subscribe to for each and every year. You can buy a nice BMW for the price of some of those journals. And we really wanted to focus on raising awareness about open access, particularly encouraging faculty to be rethinking their publishing practices so that we can figure out a way to make more of this information open. We saw it as a crucial driver for cyber infrastructure in that as we're developing the systems, we're developing the computation and all of the other tools and supports, we also need to make certain that people have the ability to draw in the information that they need to find and make use of and incorporate into their own work. So, again, our idea was to bring these three sectors together as best as we can to explore how do we move this topic forward in the context of the larger and overall cyber infrastructure efforts. So our day was a number of presentations. So Russ gave us a nice demonstration and presentation about the overall importance of the CI Days program and what cyber infrastructure is and its potential and promise for further developing research. We had a panel presentation about data curation and repositories. So this gave us some overviews about projects to better manage data that is created by scientific researchers, again, creating systems so that other people can find, discover, and access that information. A researcher at CSU who developed a citizen science project, so it was about the practices and systems that you would create to allow lay people to gather and collect data and contribute it back up so that it was systematic, standardized, and again, accessible and viewable. Our ISTEC model, which again is a model of collaboration and how to encourage collaboration across different units and different organizations. Two large topic presentations about open access. We brought in a researcher from the University of Kansas, A. Townsend Peterson, who is a very enthusiastic open access adopter. He uses open access for all of his research publications moving forward and was one of the lead people at the University of Kansas in helping them adopt an institution-wide policy with regards to open access. So they are one of the first institutions in the country that has created a base policy that all of the research product from that institution has a framework for becoming open access right from the beginning. We also brought in John Wilbanks from Creative Commons and Science Commons to also talk about the impacts of open access to information and how it further creates opportunities for people to knit information together and make new discoveries and combine and collect information in new ways and help spur on knowledge. We also then had the group break out into six topical areas and have further discussion, bring the three top ideas from those discussions back to share with the larger group, and then wrap up and perspectives. So some of the big things that we found out during the day, that everybody does believe, in principle at least, if not in practice, that this is an important topic for us to be moving forward on and figure out how to create systems to make this more of a reality. Everybody has a part to play. Each of the different sectors has important and unique things to bring to this effort. Collaboration and buy-in are going to be exceptionally critical, particularly for faculty. They're the ones creating the work, so we need to get them to adopt these practices to their publishing. And it's going to take effort and lots of hard work. People did make connections throughout the day. They found ways to start envisioning different ways that they might work with other people. Cyber infrastructure as a term and open access are difficult ones, and we've got to figure out ways to explain those better to people. And finally, continuing to make connections with faculty because they're busy, it is hard to bring them in. But one of these things is this new NSF mandate about data management plans with regards to research. Maybe one of the things that spur on greater awareness and heightened sensitivity to this issue. So, again, we had a large number of registrants from all three sectors, 27 institutions, and we're figuring out how we're going to be moving forward. And all of the information from this, including the PowerPoints and media streaming files from the presentations, will be at this location by the end of next week. Thank you, and I will introduce Stefan Burrow from the University of California, Santa Barbara.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not Stefan, I'm Kay. I just want to comment on the CI Days. I've been to five CI Days events. They have been tremendous at those universities. Those people have done a great job, and I think it has been well worth their effort. And so if you're interested in CI Days events, talk to these people. They will be of a great help. As I started at the beginning, I said there were two things that I thought could help the awareness of CI. One was the CI Days. The other is the Campus Champion Program, and that's what I want to tell you about now. What is a campus champion? How can we make these resources available? Well, a champion is a person or persons identified at various institutions who is going to be the repository of information for that university regarding resources and training and outreach. This person will have much information at their fingertips. They will be able to have accounts themselves on various machines so they can help people. And they will just be a very good resource for any faculty or staff member. What's been the history of this program? This program began in the fall of 2007. We got our first campus champion in May of 2008, and that happened to be at the University of Kentucky. As of today, we have 74 institutions who have joined this group. We have instituted a leadership team which helps to guide and advise the group. And so where are these 74 institutions? Hopefully you can see on the map. Various colored stars. The purple stars are for the EPSCoR state institutions. The green stars are for minority-serving institutions, and the dark green is for if they were an EPSCoR minority-serving institution. So we have quite a number of institutions. We do have a little white space in the middle. We're working on that. What is expected of each campus? I'm not going to read this slide to you. It's basically three things. We ask the champion to do three things. Number one is to do outreach on their campus. Let the campus know that that person exists and that they have information. Number two, do a little hand-holding. If somebody wants to get on a resource that's problematic or maybe a national resource, to make that job a little easier. Most faculty and staff don't like to venture out too far. They like to stay at home and work on this equipment they have in their office. That sometimes is not adequate. And the third thing is to give us feedback from that user and from themselves about how we can do our job better. So it's those three items that we ask each campus champion to do. What will the TerraGrid provide for that campus? We will provide information on new resources. We will provide participation in working groups so that that champion can be up to date with what's the newest thing on the block. We provide lots of networking opportunities for them. We provide training for the champions, and we will even come to the university's campus and give presentations or training, whatever seems to be needed in that area. Why would you want to join the campus champions? You would have direct access to all this information. You would have networking possibilities. Your job would be easier if you have faculty and staff who need to reach out. Who should be the champion? Actually, it should just be a person who wants to do that job, a person who's outgoing, who wants to meet other faculty and staff members, a person who wants to help, a person who maybe has technical abilities. Now, that's a lot to be in one person. So many of our institutions have more than one champion. Maybe one's the outreach person, maybe the other's the technical person. We even have one campus that has six champions. So whatever works best for you is what should happen. We have partnerships with these various institutions trying to get information about CI to the local campuses in the best way we can. What kind of impact have we had? I can say as of today that there's been a 50% increase in accounts at the champion institutions on average. We can say that we've had improved services. We can say that we've had more camaraderie among the champions. They have good access to information about their users. Here's some statements I'm not going to read to you. You can look at them on the web. This is from some of these various institutions that have champions and who have expressed that they have appreciated having those people available to them. So now I want to introduce you to a campus champion, Stefan Borio. He's from the University of California, Santa Barbara, and he has just done a fantastic job there, and I want him to tell you what he does at his institution and how it's going. Stefan.
Thank you. I'm Stefan Borio from UC Santa Barbara, and we joined the campus champions 1 year ago in September 2009. I would like to share with you a little bit my experience with the campus champions. We have been an active part at UCSB of different high performance computing programs since 1987. Probably the first one we have been affiliated with was San Diego Supercomputer Center, but then we joined also NCSA, Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center, at that time Cornell Theory Center in New York State. The Office of Information Technology helps faculty, researchers, students to use and access the resources from the National Supercomputing Centers. However, just getting the resources, it's by far not enough to have a good program or to have an active part in these programs. First, you have to set a kind of goals, what you would like or what's the plan to do with the time and the resources that you get from different supercomputing centers, in this case the TerraGrid. And second, it's how you support this plan. Our goal was clearly, part of the goal, it's to expose as many students to the high performance computing resources as possible. The next one is to have a broad number of disciplines exposed. Usually it's quite easy to involve computer science students or, let's say, science students which are involved or need quite a lot of computing power. However, our idea was to broaden as much as possible, not only in the College of Engineering, but all over the university. Let's say from geology, geography, to material science, we had music students and faculty involved in our programs. Another quite important point, it's the services that you offer, because again, just having the time and the resources won't be enough. The most important which I can say are support, workshops, and class support. Regarding the support, so again, it's not just the accounts which are important to give, but also to assist and support them in architectures of different machines, and there are probably around at least 30 machines which are available. The software which is available, tools, high-performance tools, libraries, and applications to solve their computational problem. We assist the students and faculty in high-performance computing application and in choosing the tools, software, and machines. Another important thing which we found out is that the time that we are getting, it's usually a kind of startup time in the order of 15,000 to 20,000 hours. However, if for a research you have to apply for much more time. So one important thing that you have to do is to be able to assist them with requesting much larger amounts of time from directly from NSF. And I will show you some examples which we had in 2009. For that, also you have to, if they are not using the software from the machines, to be able to optimize their code, because that's one of the problem which you might have applying for time, it's that the code has to be optimized on that machine. So, again, one major support, it's the one which I presented. The other one is to organize from time to time, and we are doing twice a year, workshops or seminars. Once a year, usually in at the beginning of the school year, October, November, we organize a seminar presenting the updates on what's going on TerraGrid. In the second part of the school year, usually in March, April, we make a kind of more specific workshop of subjects of interest for faculty or students. I forgot to mention that we offer also class support. By that means, again, not just opening accounts for a class, but using the whole support with software presentation, some one or two seminars for the class, and also assisting the students during their homework and projects. That's probably one of the most important points in obtaining high involvement of students, because actually once a student takes a parallel computing class, let's say using one of the TerraGrid machines, his projects and so on usually involves the using from now on of that machine or similar machine. So that's the way to increase the number of students, not only by having the time available. Here I have some of the classes which were offered and which were all on high-performance computing machines from TerraGrid or San Diego. So you can see that they are quite broad. It's from computer science, mathematics, which is not here, but there is mechanical engineering and material. So again, OIT supports these classes with machine software system and user support. I would go a little bit faster on these. We have been affiliates with San Diego for their part of the TerraGrid, and you can see here that we had in time quite big increase in number of users and time used. And here it's the page in which I show the time which the faculty or PIs from UC Santa Barbara got during 2009 on the TerraGrid machine writing proposals. It's quite a considerable amount of time, and again, this was in part possible because we could support the proposal which with codes which were optimized and accepted quite easily by NSF. Now I am entering in the Campus Champion that the last year which we joined. We already have, actually that was in September when I wrote the paper, we had 12 accounts in physics, chemistry, materials, mechanical engineering, chemical engineering. And we have used by that time around 130,000 hours on 6 TerraGrid machines. Right now, we have over 21 accounts. So I can say it's a pretty big success for the Campus Champions. Here I present the workshops which we did in November 2009, an update on TerraGrid Campus Champions, the resources which are available to UCSB and software and high-performance system. We had 18 participants with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different departments. In March 2010, with the help of the Campus Champions, specifically Kay, we got guest speakers from San Diego and from Texas regarding the performance tool and numerical libraries. This was quite big interest for the parallel class 240, which it's usually using performance tool, and so this was a pretty good help for the two classes which we had in winter quarter and spring quarter. Again, we had 21 participants, but you can see even the class was for computer science. Quite a lot of departments were interested in that class. Thank you.
As you can see, Stefan's done a lot of work. We have about 8 or 10 minutes left. If anybody has any questions from any of these people that have sponsored the CI Days, or Russ Hobby from Internet 2, or from Stefan or myself about the Campus Champion Program, we'd be glad to hear your comments or questions, things that might be useful to you that you'd like to relate for us. Yes, sir. I think your things are on.
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. The things that I mentioned were, you know, we've, as a result of those CI days, we have now an open search for a full-time tenured faculty position in humanities, computational humanities. And there was a whole list of other things. And you know, we have a new series in liberal arts and sciences, a seminar series. There are just the number of collaborations I didn't go into here. But from people talking to each other on campus, you know, they, before that, they sort of, within their own department, they knew what was going on, but they really never had talked with anybody, particularly people who weren't in high-performance computing, because that tends to be sort of a close-knit community. But the people who are just trying to do their research, you know, or scholarly writing efforts or teaching, really don't talk to people in other departments much. They talk to their own departments. But as a result of this, they found out that they're, you know, this guy over here is doing this that would really interact very nicely with this. And they had never, they didn't know each other before. They had lunch together, talked, and there were several collaborations. They've written joint proposals. As a result of this, you know, this is one day of having lunch. So now if they have these seminars where on a regular basis people on campus can meet people from other departments, it's just, it has been overwhelmingly successful. I'll give you an example. One of our campus champions is a Chinese guy, and he goes to a Christian church, but there's a fairly good-sized Chinese community in that church. And this fellow came up to him at church one day and said, "Aren't you the campus champion from UK?" And Chiyu said, "Yes." And he says, "Well, I've been thinking about this, you know, this energy problem, and I understand that you know how to optimize code. You're exceedingly good at it." That's what he did at IBM before he came to Kentucky. And he said, "Yes." They've written a proposal, submitted a proposal, and Chiyu is now going to be a co-PI on this if they get it. And it's in an area that NSF has been begging for people to submit proposals on. So we're very hopeful that that's going to come. The medical part of the campus, you know, they didn't talk to anybody before, and now they're very involved in trying to get imaging, you know, stored medical imaging and retrieval computerized. And they're just things that we were amazed happened, and it's just because nobody knew that anybody, you know, you get involved in your own research in your department, the things you're doing, everybody's busy, and you don't have an opportunity to look outside to see what else is there. And we found that this really broadened the exposure on the campus.
Yarik or Jeff, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I'd like to comment the measures, performance measures. So I can tell you that the University of Notre Dame, since the CI days at Notre Dame that we had in April, we had more than 30 new collaborations that brought already funding more of a value of more than $3 million. So you know, it is a very good result to me. We are still waiting for some responses from various agencies, but really the small projects that we started before the CI days, they are bringing money. So it's really new funding for the university research.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right.
And I can tell you, being an outsider at these folks' CI days, you could see these things sort of happening as the day went on. I mean, it just kind of grew, these interactions. Yes, ma'am. It was an NSF grant, and those have all been granted for this year. We have a proposal in for an ongoing effort, and that has not gotten back to us yet, whether that'll be funded or not. But we will let everybody know as soon as we hear.
Also, anybody that wants to do it on their own dime, the consortium is willing to help out. So we have events that we have regular calls of CI Days coordinators where they can exchange ideas and experiences, and it really helps out everybody involved.
And we have had a couple of universities that have done that on their own without the funding, and they have appreciated the support and help that has come from the others that have been. It kind of helps to know somebody's been there before you, you know, what pitfalls you might want to go around instead of through.
Yes. I have hired like 20-plus people over last year, and mostly in the cyber infrastructure group. So my center is structured into two groups. One is high-performance computing, which is around 8 people, which is, you know, user support and system maintenance, and more than 20 in the cyber infrastructure development group, which is, you know, computational scientists and research programmers who we, you know, deploy for projects with faculty.
What we usually find with the TerraGrid in specific is that it's oversubscribed by at least 50% with requests. And so all of those requests are not granted. However, they do try to support most all of the, I'll say, reasonable requests that come in. And I think what happens is when people get on the machines, they don't really need the amount that they've requested, and so you don't get the backlog in the machine, so the jobs are running pretty quickly, there's not a waiting queue, and it all has worked out pretty well. NSF has tried to, in the last couple of months, to add some capacity to those centers that have the hardware. That still hasn't lessened the request amount, so it is over-requested. Doesn't seem to be over, it's not backlogged.
Yeah, and that's the best way for NSF to be able to justify, and campuses to be able to justify, you know, upgrading the computer, getting a new one or whatever. At Kentucky, we don't buy our computers. We lease them. We lease a new one every 2 years. And the justification every, you know, every other year, they ask us, okay, so is there enough need? You know, it's, what's the use? How's this spread over the campus? You know, are we only serving 10 people? We said, no, you know, it's more than that. But the best way to demonstrate that is to have it be busy all the time. And our machine, we just got it in August. It's up and running now, and I think it's running at about 90%. So it'll be easy for us to justify next year when we have to do that for the following year's funding that, yeah, it's 100% in demand. But the one thing that we did, and CI Days helped with this, is the people who are using our machine that really should be moved to the TerraGrid, they saw that it's not only not difficult anymore to be moved, but that it's something very desirable for them to be able to do that. And that makes more room on our machine for people who are using little clusters that really should be using our high-performance machine. You know, so it's just CI Days and the Campus Champions helps with computing all the way up the line.
Can I add something? Mm-hmm. But I still would like to stress that it's not about really bringing big iron or, you know, computing power to the campus. It's all about building collaborations and people. And I think that CI Days really helps with that. I mean, this is the major purpose of the conference.
Well, it was the major purpose of your conference, not the major purpose of my conference. That was the last point I didn't make in my presentation, is that you really need to know your audience and what your campus needs, because they're all really unique. I don't think that any of us have the same focus.
Mm-hmm.
And you all have your own focus. And that's why your campus needs you to have a CI Days and a champion, so they can, you know, they can achieve what you need to have achieved.
Anybody else? Well, thank you all for coming. If anybody'd like a flyer about the Campus Champions, there's some up here on the table. And if you want to come up and ask questions afterwards, that's fine, too. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And thanks to the panel.
Thank you.